from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, Nathan Peterman, Ben DiNucci, both been cut. So two former Pitt guys, right? We saw that Jimmy Morrissey is going to be a practice squad guy with the Giants. They cut him, but they're going to keep him as a practice squad guy. Any names that interest you so far from this waiver wire that has been heating up for the last, 24 hours?
Yes, Noah Brown, the wide receiver that was just cut by the Texans. He is kind of a fast guy. 567 receiving yards last season. He is probably the best wide receiver that's been cut so far. And, I mean, I don't think it would be a problem for the Steelers to pick this guy up instead of Dez Fitzpatrick. 33 yeah. catches, 567, and 2 touchdowns last year in Houston. And he was also, I don't want to say blocked, but they had other guys there.
So I know they picked up Stephon Diggs.
Right, they have Stephon Diggs.
So
they have John Mechie still there. It seems like they're going to keep Mechie because they're not keeping Noah Brown.
So my point is,
Nico Collins is there.
He just became expendable is what you're saying.
Who?
Noah Brown.
Well, yeah, he did. That's a very crowded wide receiver room.
Yeah. 567 yards, 17.2 per catch is something that would interest me. 2 touchdowns. You know, 6'2", 225. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I the only thing that concerns me is I'm looking at this thing right now. Does he have some sort of an injury? He's listed as questionable. Does he have some sort of an injury? This time it's not me looking it up.
I'm using my okay. I'm using my first Paul pause of the day.
Right.
I have one remaining, unless this one's very good. Noah Brown has a shoulder injury. It's currently thought of as a minor injury, though.
Okay.
So not something that's going to be long-term and potentially hamper him for the season or anything.
Right,
like that.
That's the question I have then, right? That's the question I have.
Probably just got caught up in a logjam of a deep wide receiver room.
Yeah, yeah. If they've got a lot of people, for sure.
The Panthers are releasing wide receiver Terrence Marshall.
Right.
He was a former second-round pick. Remember Terrence Marshall with LSU? He had 17 touchdowns that one year with Joe Burrow. Was dominant. Now he's being cut by Carolina.
Well, here's an interesting one. You want to talk about a quarterback class that is just turning into a dumpster fire.
Oh, yeah. Hello, 2022.
The Cardinals just released Desmond Ridder.
Wow. They traded for him from Atlanta.
I mean, they got rid of Desmond Ridder. I just saw whoever had Matt Corral, they just cut him. Matt Corral was in that class, wasn't he? Kenny Pickett, basically the Steelers got rid of, they basically gave up on him.
So Pony tweeted this out. This is the entire 2022 NFL quarterback draft class. Kenny Pickett traded to Philly. Desmond Ridder traded to Arizona and now has been cut. Malik Willis traded to Green Bay. Matt Corral cut. Bailey Zappe, New England, cut. Sam Howell, Washington, traded to Seattle. Chris Oladokun, the 2-time Super Bowl champ, cut. Skylar Thompson is Miami's backup. The lone remaining starter, the lone remaining, I guess, relevant quarterback, Brock Purdy, San Francisco 49ers.
Mr. Irrelevant. Think about the names of some of those guys that were picked ahead of Brock Purdy.
We knew it wasn't a good quarterback class, but this has to be one of the top 5 worst quarterback classes ever.
Well, the whole thing about it, too, is if Brock Purdy, was performing You know what I'm saying? Like, on if he was performing like you would think a seventh-round pick would perform, in other words, he was not performing like he is, I think you could make a strong case this was the worst class ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely could, but I'm looking for the right one here. Here it is. One of the worst classes in the history of the NFL draft has to be the, remember the Jake Locker draft?
So what year
was Tennessee?
That? What year was that? Because I have some that are pulled up that are really, really bad.
That was the 2011 class.
All right.
Cam Newton was in that, though. In terms of quarterbacks, Jake Locker, Blaine Gabbert, Christian Ponder were some of the quarterbacks that were taken in that draft. About, those were first rounders.
How about 2013? E.J. Manuel, Geno Smith, Mike Glennon, Matt Barkley, and Landry Jones.
That one's worse.
That's
completely worse.
And here's another one. 1996, Tony Banks, Bobby Hoying, Jeff Lewis, Danny Cannell, and Damon Ward.
That's bad as well.
That's really bad.
But 2022 might be the worst of them all.
Yeah, and then here's another one that's just awful. And because the first pick was the number one overall pick, it might be worse than 2022, right, in terms of where these guys were picked. Are you ready for this class? 2007, Jamarcus Russell.
Yes, what a way to start.
First rounder, Brady Quinn. Second rounder, Kevin Kolb.
Yeah, he wasn't very good either. Was he the best one out of those three?
Second rounder, John Beck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Second rounder, Drew Stanton.
Drew Stanton played a while as a backup.
Third rounder, Trent Edwards.
Is Jamarcus Russell the biggest bust in NFL history?
You got to be very close. Him or Ryan Leaf, I'm sure. And then Matt Moore was in that class, and he might have been the best of all of them.
He played a while. Is that the same Matt Moore that got leveled by Bud Dupuy in a playoff game?
Yes. Matt Moore. He might have been the best of that entire group.
I think he probably was.
Let's just tell you, that just tells you everything you need to know. Matt Moore, 32 career starts, 49 touchdowns, 36 interceptions. It's pretty clear he was the star of this group, is what this guy writes about, that class. But 2022, I mean, what is going on with that group?
The Cardinals will have Clayton Toon. He's going to be the one singing the tune of the backup quarterback this year, not Desmond Ridder.
Clayton Toon. Yeah.
Tune up your guitar and get that song going.
Where did he play? He's a West guy. Isn't he a guy from the West? Or no, he's Houston. Houston Cougars. I'm pretty sure he's Houston Cougars, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. All right, so you got some names that are, you know, being cut and brought through. I do like the idea of Noah Brown. And I do like the idea of maybe bringing in Noah Brown. And here's why. If you can bring him in, you could probably put the whole Ayuk thing to rest. Honestly. Not that he's as good as Ayuk. I'm not saying that. But he probably fills your need to at least have another. I think he's better than the other guys that they have.
I agree that he's better than the other guys that they have, but I don't think that it discounts the Ayuk situation. I think they could probably still add Noah Brown for no draft capital at all. You add him as an extra wide receiver, and you can still go get Brandon Ayuk. Adding Noah Brown doesn't handicap you to still trade for Ayuk, especially if you keep six receivers like Ray Fittipaldo thinks they're going to do. I think they're only going to keep five, but hypothetically, they keep six. You can make Noah Brown that six, and You can make Brandon Ayuk one of those five wide receivers in there.
Yeah.
With Brown as the sixth guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you but again, if you get Ayuk, I guess it changes everything, doesn't it? It changes everything about this team.
Well, it makes them so much deeper at wide receiver.
Right.
So much better as an offense. And I think the odd part about that is, are we considering Brandon Ayuk a top 10 wide receiver in football? Like, is he?
He's close.
And you're paying him $30 million to be a top five, pretty much.
He's close. I don't know if he's top 10. I don't know. He's definitely not top five. But
no.
He's probably top 10.
He's probably 9 or 10,
yeah,
maybe
I mean,
8.
I would have to think about all the guys that are out there. Obviously, that's one of those things where we would have to play the pawpaws thing for about 5 minutes for us to really go through the whole list of who's what and figure out exactly where he's at. But
well, let's just stand off the top of my head. Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase is better. Cooper Kupp's better. Amon-Ra St. Brown is better. Tyreek Hill is better. I think Jaylen Waddle is better. Debo Samuel is better. DK Metcalf is better.
Wow.
Those are just 8 guys that I can rattle off right off the top of my head. CeeDee Lamb is better by far.
Puka Nacua.
I'd rather have Puka Nacua than Brandon Ayuk, yes.
A.J. Brown,
I'd rather have A.J. Brown.
Did you name him?
No, I did not. I'd rather have A.J. Brown.
All right.
That's 11.
Mike Evans.
12.
Keenan Allen.
No, I'd rather have Ayuk.
Diggs.
I'd rather have Diggs, 13. So Brandon Ayuk is a top 15 wide receiver. Chris Olave?
Olave.
No, I'd rather have Ayuk. I kind of think he's a product of that system in San Francisco. It's definitely a big help.
Amari Cooper.
No, I'd rather have Ayuk. Especially at the age that he's at.
So we're talking he's in the 10 to 15 range.
He's 10 to 15, yeah.
Yeah, there's no way they could pay him $30 million.
But they're going to have to. I mean, if they want him. That's the only solution at this point. Or you just try to stack up a couple of third wide receivers, like what a Noah Brown is. But how much is that going to change anything? And I also wonder, from their perspective, if they think this is a Super Bowl type of team, if they think Russell Wilson is that good to be able to take them to the Super Bowl, or win a playoff game even. Let's just win a playoff game before Super Bowl is even uttered out of anybody's mouth. Then I think that they'll eventually make the Brandon Ayuk move and find a way to push it over the front. Push it over the finish line, I guess.
Yeah. Here we go. Wait, what?
CJ Beathard's been released.
Oh, Sam Hartman.
The Notre Dame quarterback.
Cut.
Yeah. He was undrafted?
He'll be a practice squad guy. Eagles are releasing John Ross.
The wide receiver.
Yeah.
Is that the guy Cincinnati drafted 9th overall, just literally could run and hasn't done anything in the NFL?
Well, I mean, there's so many guys now. I love the Jaguars, though. Here's how the Jaguars did it, right? Everyone else has been, like, piecing it together. The Jaguars just said, to hell with it. Here's our list. So we have, let's see. There's not many names on this list of Jaguars that got cut. I mean, C.J. Beathard, I think, didn't he start a playoff game maybe or something like that? Pretty much, obviously, Terrell Edmonds is somebody we're familiar with. Not a whole lot else to get really all that excited about. So that's the Jaguars, but that's what I wish all these teams would do. Just say to hell with it. Everyone's gone, right? Everybody's gone.
Well, I mean, that's eventually what the list is going to be for most NFL teams. But the Steelers have done it in a couple different increments.
I love how the Jaguars just said, here they are. Here's all the list.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.